It's now my privilege to introduce Terry Siemens, president of the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Brother Siemens will welcome these graduates into membership in the BYU Alumni Association.
Congratulations to all of you newly minted BYU graduates. You've just graduated from one of the greatest universities in the world. My name is Terry Siemens, and as president of the BYU Alumni Association, one of my privileges as alumni president is to officially welcome all of you into the BYU Alumni Association. So, I hereby confer on each of you lifetime membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Welcome to this great association of more than 407,000 living alumni. As you know, the mission of BYU is to assist individuals in their quest for perfection and eternal life. This mission doesn't end today at graduation. Your learning doesn't end, the quest doesn't end, and our relationship doesn't end. Our mission is to extend the BYU experience beyond graduation and build lifelong relationships with you, our alumni and friends. Consider those spiritual and temporal lessons that you learned while you were here. We hope that you'll stay connected for good through the rest of your lives. Check in with us from time to time and let us know what you're doing and how you're doing. And do that through the BYU Alumni Rise campaign, because through that campaign, we have collected the stories of more than 3,000 of our former students. We have heard from a mother and a father whose greatest joy is in having each of their 8 children attend BYU. We heard from a scientist who uses a specialized machine to extract DNA in forensics cases in a way that has never been before possible. We have heard from an alum who struggled initially, but who used the business principles he learned here to launch a lucrative business. We would love to hear your stories, so we invite you to share them at rise.byu.edu. I'd like to leave you with one final thought. Some of you may have seen the musical The Wiz. At the end of the movie, when the lion realized that he had developed his courage, the Tin Man his heart, and the Scarecrow his brain, Dorothy was disappointed because she didn't know how to get her wish, which was to return to Kansas. It was when Glinda the Good came to her and sang that song, which is so beautiful and appropriate for us today, "Believe in Yourself as We Believe in You." It was then that she realized that she had the power to return believing in herself. Well, we believe in you, my dear brothers and sisters, as does our Heavenly Father. And I pray that you will follow His counsel for you throughout the eternities, because He sees you and He sees in you the power to become perfect and to dwell with Him eternally. This is my prayer for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.